Police in Gilbert are going through a new type of training. From KJZZ's East Valley Bureau, Jimmy Jenkins reports on an effort to reach out to a previously underserved community here in the Valley.
Bill Campbell is the training sergeant for the Gilbert Police Department. He can teach you anything from safety regulations to using firearms. But today is about better communication.
This is new, and so all of our staff, both sworn and non-sworn, are all going through the training.
Yes, no, not sure. I'm getting a lot of different responses. And that's exactly why we're here today. Maybe there's not a process, or maybe it's not very clear.
We look on as a room full of Gilbert staff participate in a presentation from the Arizona Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing. This training was set up so Gilbert PD can recognize the deaf and hard of hearing community and their special needs and give the officers tools to communicate with them.
At any time, night or day, we could find ourselves in contact with a person who either speaks a different language or who has some kind of a form of disability that makes communication difficult.
They are also learning the way federal laws impact the way officers deal with the community.
Knowing the legalities of what level of translator we might have to supply to be able to have effective communication that would also protect their rights as citizens.
Completing the training will keep the Gilbert Police Department in compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. National Association of the Deaf CEO Howard Rosenblum says law enforcement are subject to Title II of the ADA, which bars state and local government entities from discriminating in the provisions of programs and services to people with disabilities. Rosenblum says basically a police officer is not supposed to treat deaf and hard of hearing people differently from others who are in equivalent situations. Sergeant Campbell says the Arizona Commission program is not unlike other language training the department has implemented in the past.
We have given our officers conversational training in Spanish. We have given our officers cheat sheets and things like that to help them to communicate better with folks.
Becca Bailey is the community engagement liaison for the Arizona Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing. Speaking through an interpreter, Bailey says traffic stops are the most common way deaf and hard of hearing people come into contact with police.
Suppose you were in a different country and you were pulled over by a foreign speaking officer. That feeling is synonymous with what deaf people go through whenever they get pulled over here.
She says it's important for police officers to recognize that a person is not necessarily disobeying or ignoring instructions, but simply can't hear them. Today, they are learning alternate ways to communicate effectively and de-escalate situations before they can become dangerous.
Typically, they'll communicate through writing back and forth. Rarely, something will happen where a deaf person is maybe a victim or a witness.
Bailey says in that situation, a certified licensed interpreter would need to be provided in order to take a statement. She says the goal with today's training is ultimately pretty simple.
I think just basic understanding of the norms and behaviors of deaf, hard of hearing, and deafblind people, that will dispel any myths and maybe avoid misunderstandings.
She says working with the police allows the deaf and hard of hearing community to build a level of trust so they will feel comfortable reaching out to first responders whenever they're in need. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Gilbert.